Le'ilu nishmas from Mordechai Ar Yosef and Chaim Moshe. Beishami omim tavlin nidoichin b'maduch shel eitz. Beishami says that spices can be crushed with a maduch shel eitz. It's a wooden pestle, I think is how it's pronounced, which is basically like a crusher. It's a little bit of a shinoi because they wouldn't usually crush with this, like the Rav explains. But still, Beishami allowed it because spices, if you crush them too early, like if you would have crushed them Erev Yontif, they would not have been as strong and the flavor would have been lost in them. So that's why Beishami allowed for one to do it on Yontif itself, but still they had to do it with a little shinoi. Now the Rav is going to say later, it sounds the way Tosfos Yontif learns Rav and Rashi, that the Isser of Tochen is Stam, just like Tochen in Shabbos. Obviously, the punishment is not the same. It's just an Isser Malkus on Yontif. It's not like Shabbos. Nevertheless, it's also be Teuchen on Yontif. However, we're going to see the Ran learns that being Teuchen is only an issue because it's something that's done not normally for just one day. You usually do it for a long period of time. Not like you're just doing something for Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. So then it would make a little bit of sense, not just that it's a Shinoi according to Beis Shammai, but rather it's something, a Maduch Shel Eitz, Luchar is something that's not a large production, like one made out of stone, like a stone crusher. Va'melech bepach, uve eitz apar. But when it comes to coarse salt, then one could have crushed it before Yontif, and it wouldn't have made a difference with the salt itself. But you need the salt on Yontif. Now you need an even bigger shinoi. So the Girs of our Mishnayos seem to learn that you need both of these things, which is a pach, which is like a ladle, and the eitz, which is like a jar. Uve eitz apar, that's like a wood ladle. So it sounds like you need to crush it with both of these. That's one way to learn. The Rav had a girsa o be'etza parer, meaning either or. Uveisil oimrim tavlin nidoichen kedarkun b'maduch shel even. When it comes to spices, one is allowed to crush spices regularly with a pestle made out of stone. I really hope that a pestle is not a silent T, because then it would sound very stilly. V'hamelach b'maduch shel eitz. But when it comes to salt, even beisil's moda, you should do some type of shinoi, or like we said with the Ran, that it's not the derech. I guess if you did it with a maduch shel eitz, it wouldn't be done for a long period of time. The Rav says that the halacha is that if a person wants to crush salt, he doesn't need to use a maduch shel eitz. He can do even a small little shinoi. He can take a regular crusher and just turn it on its side. But when it comes to tavlin, he just does it the regular way without any shinoi whatsoever.